Rave Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's Green AV on Rave Radio. I'm Midori Connolly, your host of the show. And as usual, I have found somebody spectacular to be on the show with us. And we're going to talk a little bit, kind of get back to some of my roots. As you know, I come from the rental and staging background. So I want to talk about some accomplishments and goal setting and ideas for those of you who are out there in the staging, on the staging side of the industry, or anyone who's really involved with event production and the technology and just to kind of get an idea of what can be done and what has been done. And that's always an inspiration. So today with us, I have Paul Salinger, who's Vice President of Marketing for Oracle. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with Oracle. So welcome, Paul. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Midori. Happy to be here.
Great. And of course, Paul and I, you know, just like most of the guests, he's a great friend of mine. We were on the board, International Board of Directors for the Green Meeting Industry Council. And I'm going to have Paul tell us just a little bit about himself, his background, you know, his job, industry involvement, Oracle Open World, Green Meeting Industry Council, all of that great stuff.
Sure. Happy to do it. So, yeah, so I have, you know, I've been in the meeting industry really for about 40 years now, really, if you count all the time back to, you know, I started as a, you know, a staging and lighting guy at a production company, and I eventually worked my way up and was helping to run that company, and then became an event producer, left that company, became an event producer, and eventually joined a couple of different marketing agencies and production agencies, Merits, and then Envision Communications, had my own company sort of somewhere in the middle there. But I've been doing event-related stuff for roughly 40 years, but I've been with Oracle now for 14 years in marketing. And my job has evolved to where I'm now more on the creative and strategic communication side, but pertinent to this conversation, I, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, took on kind of the mantle of evangelist and sort of leader for our sustainability efforts for events specifically here at Oracle. So that's kind of my secondary job. And, you know, I stay very involved in the industry and, you know, kind of stay up to date with what's going on. Lots of people that I know within the industry. And as you mentioned, you know, still on the board of the Green Meeting Industry Council at this point. And so, yeah, you know, and we can kind of jump into talking about specifically what we're doing here at Oracle if you want. And but that's a little bit about my background.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I think, you know, as I told you, I like to start with the really fun and, you know, good, the meat of what people want to hear about, you know, which are some of your accomplishments. I think that when I look at the numbers for Oracle Open World, it's staggering, right? Especially if you look at it cumulatively over the years.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, really inspiring. So can you tell us, you know, just what you feel are some of, you know, key highlights, key accomplishments, you know, how much money has been saved, key environmental achievements, you know, unique innovations. So let's start there and inspire people.
Sure. Yeah. So obviously we're incredibly proud of the progress that we've made over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. We started kind of this journey in 2007 when we decided that, you know, we run a big conference with a big impact and we should probably take a look at that and start thinking about how we could run that more sustainably, how we could manage our event more sustainably. And over the last, you know, over the last 5 years, we have made a tremendous amount of progress measuring things like energy, water, waste, paper reduction, all of those things. And, you know, we in those years, we've won a number of awards from various different organizations, from IMEX to GMIC locally to we just won an award this year from GBTA, the Global Business Travel Association. So lots of good stuff. And yeah, I think that we have, you know, taken a leadership role in the industry in terms of the way that we manage a big conference. And then we've expanded that. And so we can talk a little bit about, you know, what we've done to expand that even beyond Open World to all of our global events. And Oracle runs around 8,000 events around the world every year. And we've now got a really good program that we're running globally, where we've taken and created a set of guidelines and asked all of our event managers to kind of report against that simple, you know, kind of list of 16 guidelines that, you know, kind of start them on the path to sustainability. But Open World has been really our laboratory where we've done a lot of very innovative things. And, you know, I think one of the things that we are most proud of, obviously you mentioned it, is terms of saving money is, you know, I think we've really kind of blown up the myth that green meetings cost money. Because over the last 5 years, between just Open World and these global events, we've probably saved over $2 million for the company and been able to reinvest that bit back into the attendee experience and the program as a whole. And, you know, so, you know, when it comes to environmental achievements, you know, we've done stuff like, you know, really reducing our overall waste aversion. We're up to, you know, over 60% waste aversion now. And depending on the venue, it's as high as 90% in some venues and different in other venues. So we're doing a good job of managing that. We've reduced energy. We've got some really good stats on the amount of water that we've saved by eliminating bottled water and going literally to tap water in San Francisco, which is really good water. You know, so lots of good environmental achievements, lots of paper reduction. We've gone from, you know, producing a conference guide that was very unsustainable in terms of 400 pages on very high glossy paper to literally a, you know, 3-page pullout at this point where everything is now pretty much online and digital. So a ton of environmental achievements and, you know, and then we've been really good at, you know, just looking at all the different sectors of the supply chain and measuring them against the Meet Green calculator, which is kind of one of the calculators used within the industry where you have a series of questions that you answer and a series of measurements. And when we started in 2007 with the data that we had, we were at like 34 against a scale of 100, and we're now up to 90. So lots of progress over the last 5 years.
Sounds like it. And you touched on a couple of things that hopefully the people listening to this show, their ears should have picked up. And I think that what you just mentioned about the fact that, you know, Oracle has 8,000 events and for all of these events, there are now sustainability guidelines. Well, that means your purchasing department is looking at their supply chain, and within that supply chain should be audiovisual providers. I mean, am I right? I mean, that's...
You're absolutely correct. So, in fact, we have a set of preferred suppliers, both on the hotel side, as well as the AV side, as well as some of the other operational and logistics sides. And they do go through a procurement process where they become preferred suppliers. And as a part of that process, you know, as a part of the fact that, you know, we have service agreements in place with these guys, they go through what our procurement people call quarterly business reviews. Mm-hmm. And part of the QBRs now at this point is that every quarter they are asked to report on a number of factors, but one of those factors is sustainability. So all of those companies are expected at this point to have a sustainability policy in place as a company, and then to report back to Oracle the things that they are doing specifically with Oracle to be more sustainable and to help drive sustainability into our events, as well as our overall business operations at Oracle.
And on that note, I'm actually really inspired. And you did mention a few things. I was going to ask you about, you know, key performance mm-hmm. indicators and reporting, but I think actually it's more interesting because nobody for years, as I well know, you know, even talked about sustainability or green when it came to the staging side and production. I'm really curious if you feel like you guys have been able to make strides, because I remember when you and I first started talking about it, it was like, yeah, we know we need to do more, but we're struggling. Do you feel like, you know, and of course you have great partnerships, which is instrumental. Well,
let me actually give you a good example of that. Okay. So we do actually run an Open World in Brazil over the last couple of years. And when we went to the vendors down there and kind of presented to them what we wanted to do around sustainability, they got inspired and they came back to us with a number of good ideas. And the audiovisual supplier down there, the guy who provides the audiovisual for our keynotes and for breakout rooms and those kind of things, he actually came back to us and said, I want to do more. Here's the things that I'm doing. I'm starting to use more LED lights. You know, we're really looking at, you know, how we can help save energy. And we're really looking at how we can be, you know, as a company, more sustainable. So I think the things that, what we've always tried to do with Oracle Open Worlds and with our events is to create a set of best practices by engaging all the stakeholders and creating these little green teams. And driving those best practices in a way that everybody feels like that they are empowered, if you will, to come back with their own ideas. And so, you know, whether it be here in San Francisco and the suppliers that we have here, or even around the world in, you know, Brazil and other regions, I think what we're doing is we're actually inspiring some of these people to take a look at their practices and to come back with their own good ideas.
That's great. Now tell me, so, you know, and as far as, Once again, kind of going back to the AV in production, what have you specifically seen anything, you know, I'm always getting this question, what else can we do? What is out there? I mean, are you seeing anything specifically? What have you guys been able to accomplish? And I know you do a full report on this, so people could read the report. Yeah. But just to kind of give them an idea of some of the more innovative ideas or even some of the you know, lower hanging fruit, like mine always started with, well, collect your batteries, right? So is there anything that you've seen done with your providers, your partners on some of these events?
You know, again, another kind of Brazil example. So they came back to us and, you know, there's always the problem when you have vinyl signage, vinyl banner signage, is what do you do with this stuff? Because it's not really, you know, compostable. It doesn't really, you know, it basically just goes into landfill if you're going to dispose of it. You know, so what we've tried to do is reuse as much as we possibly can and recycle it. But then what we've done in Brazil is they actually came back to us again with a really great program where they went and they partnered with this women's cooperative that's in one of the poorest favelas in Sao Paulo. And basically we donated back to this women's collective all of the vinyl banners that we weren't going to use. They then take those and, you know, cut them up, make new products out of them, sell them, contribute back to their community and try and raise their people out of poverty. Hmm. So I think it's, you know, it's programs like that. If you can look for things that you can do that really, you know, change the mindset of not even just simple recycling and reducing and reusing, but is there ways that you can upcycle things? Is there ways that you can change the whole waste stream mentality to where you really start to think about how do we actually avoid putting anything into the waste stream? And that's kind of our next. So we've just started now a next kind of 5-year plan for Oracle Open World. And that's kind of our goal, is to be the first truly zero waste conference. And, you know, lots of people are out there kind of claiming zero waste or carbon neutrality, but they're doing it in ways that, to me, they're not, you know, really looking at all the operational aspects of things and truly not putting things into the waste stream. You know, they may be considering themselves zero waste by recycling or composting, some of those kind of things. But I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to look at everything we can at the conference, even down to the way that we use space, and think about how can we actually think of this as anything that we take to the conference goes away from the conference and doesn't go into the waste stream at all.
Mm-hmm. So that is something that, you know, for an AV provider, for a production company, to start thinking about, you know, all of the stuff that we use. And
so it's thinking about all the stuff that you use, how you package it, how you get it there, mm-hmm. and then can you repackage it in the same way and take it away in the same shape and form so that you're not leaving anything behind.
No, and you know what? That's a really good point, because so many, I think, of the companies struggle with, well, the technology's not changing, you know, there's not that much we can do. But like you just said, you know, well, how are you shipping it there? Are you able to?
And I would say that the technology is changing all the time. I mean, you know, like the big vendors that we work with, like World Stage and Video Applications, are constantly updating their equipment, you know, to where they're using the state of the art, the most current projectors that are energy saving projectors. The lighting guys are really looking at, you know, how to transform pretty much everything that they're doing towards an LED type of mentality. again, all you have to think of this in terms of the whole sort of life cycle of that particular piece of the pie, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, you know, it's all about, you know, thinking about, you know, the whole life cycle from the time that you package that stuff up at the shop, what kind of truck you put it on, how you get it there, can you do it in a smart way to get it there to reduce emissions, and then on site, can you, you know, manage it in a way to where you're reducing energy and really thinking about the disposal of things or the non-disposal of things in this particular case, taking it back, reusing it, you know, and putting it back into the stream, if you will.
Right. And I mean, and it starts even from our perspective, it starts at the purchasing level for us. It always has for me. You know, I've always gone to my manufacturers and said, well, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. You know, within your own practices, what are even your labor practices, you know, just that's knowing right. what they're doing and asking for it. So I think that's good to take a holistic view because, again, you're right. I mean, the technology is changing, but a lot of the companies, you know, they may not have the budget to be buying that technology every year. They may not be, you know, their clients may not be Oracle Open World. You know, it may be that they are doing smaller meetings. But
no, that's very true. And I guess my advice to, you know, somebody on the supply side, so an AV supplier is, mm-hmm. you know, I think what we've done again is tried to bring our stakeholders, and I would say the AV company is a stakeholder mm-hmm. as much as anybody, into the process early on and have them help establish what kinds of key performance indicators that we can measure mm-hmm. so that, you know, when we do look at it holistically and we do write our report, we're including everybody. So if you're an AV supplier and you're working for an event planner or you're working for a client, you know, that is interested in doing, you know, sustainable meetings in some shape or form, get yourself involved early on in helping to establish what kinds of things that they're going to measure, and then give them some options on the kinds of things that you can do to contribute to lowering waste and lowering carbon emissions and lowering the use of energy.
That is probably the best advice I've heard in a while. because I think that's the challenge, is that so many of the clients know they want to do this, but they don't know what to ask for, and who better to help them than us, right? I mean,
this whole thing has to be a collaboration between the supply side and the event planning side. Mm-hmm. It can't be just one side or the other trying to do it.
That's right. Now, on that note, and I know you're, of course, as usual, low on time, especially, I mean, you could share with us where you're headed, because I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, so I'm headed to Chicago. I was supposed to have a 4 o'clock flight, but it's been delayed for an hour and a half. And I'm headed to Chicago. I got invited to and applied for a training workshop with Al Gore's Climate Reality Project. So going to be spending the next 3 days kind of learning the whole, you know, climate change argument, if you will, and especially, you know, his take on it from An Inconvenient Truth and kind of the work that Climate Reality is doing to hopefully change the conversation about climate change and global warming and all of that.
Lucky, lucky man. But not everyone is so lucky. So for the people listening, what do you think are probably the best resources for anyone who wants to get more education and learn more about, you know, how they can serve? What are the resources that you would recommend?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, obviously, the main resource that I would recommend is the Green Meeting Industry Council. Mm-hmm. GMIC has, you know, a lot of education already in place. We're doing more all the time. GMIC was involved in the creation of the APEX ASTM standards, which we're doing more and more training around that. There's a whole training that's happening prior to our conference next April that Johanna Walsh is running. You know, the CIC has been involved. So lots of stuff from GMIC, and then, you know, there are tons of things out there, and depending on, you know, what kinds of an organization that you belong to. So I know a lot of AV suppliers belong to Infocom, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. So Alan Weidman, who's the sustainability guy for Infocom, is now on the GMIC board. Mm-hmm. He's a wealth of resources. So if you're in the AV world, go and talk to Alan and get him, you know, to get you up to speed on what's happening on a sustainability side for AV suppliers.
Mm-hmm. And Johanna happens to be a past guest on the show as well. So we've got a good circle of resources here. Okay, so I think that's about it. Unless you have any parting thoughts, you know, just what you feel is most important for listeners to know, or trends you see coming, or anything else to share?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, those are kind of the main highlights. I think the main thing, you know, to impart is that, you know, every survey that I see and everybody that I talk to, sustainability is an ongoing trend that is only going to increase. And I would just encourage everybody to kind of get on the train and get on the bandwagon, start understanding what the issues are, start understanding what your part of it is, whether you're a supplier or a planner, and start really, you know, educating yourself on how you can help your clients to run more sustainable meetings and to save money, be more operationally efficient, and enhance their brand reputation by being a good corporate citizen.
Excellent. And I'm really curious, actually, just does Oracle happen to share the guidelines, the 16 points of sustainability for their that are required of suppliers? Is that something?
You know, I don't think, well, they're not specifically for suppliers.
They're
More for our event managers and our agencies, although some of them apply to suppliers for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've actually posted those publicly anywhere, but I'm always happy to do that. Actually, you know where I did post them publicly was I did a column for Plan Your Meeting a few months ago, and I think I posted them in there.
Okay.
So Plan Your Meeting, I tried to do a monthly column for them. Mm-hmm. I think I submitted them to BizBash as well. Okay. But if somebody is interested in them and wants them, you know, feel free to reach out to me, paul.salinger@oracle.com or @psalinger on Twitter. And I'm happy to, you know, share those with anybody.
That's awesome. Thank you, Paul. And I'll make sure I put that information in the write-up so people have access to it if they didn't catch it. But I just want to thank you so much again for your time. We really appreciate it. And I know how busy you are. So thank you again.
All right. Thanks, Midori.